I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Thursday, the 8th of December. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Volkswagen, they say, will take their MEB platform. That's what the ID3, 4, 5, etc. is built upon, and update it rather than come up with a whole new platform, which was the previous boss's plan, the SSP platform. No mention of that anymore, but they will take bits of that plan, like a unified cell, a common battery cell used in everything. Bulk purchasing, reducing the price, a bit like when you buy 4,000 toilet rolls at the same time. And that's a good thing, not the toilet roll, I mean the battery, because it means that they can take the best bits of the previous plan and roll it into their new platform, which they're calling MEB Plus. And they're saying it's not just a slight improvement, it is a genuine update to the existing platform. It means that they can update their Wolfsburg site, their largest factory, the main factory of the group headquarters, to make electric vehicles. It'll offer 200 kilowatt fast charging, 435 miles, that's 700 kilometers of range, and the first of those vehicles on the road in the next couple of years, 10 new EVs by 2026. A rather hot and spicy Skoda Enyaq iV VRS now has a price tag in the UK, just a mere £52,500, £52,670 for a Skoda, which is a beautiful car, by the way, and does 0-60 in 6.5 seconds, which seems a little slow for a car that expensive in electric world. Other, you know, in combustion world, it's quick, but in electric world, that seems a little bit ponderous, actually, doesn't it? 320 miles of range between charges, 135 kilowatts. DC rapid charge speed, again, not great. £52,500 for a Skoda, wow. The Cupra Tavascan confirmed, that's going to be the Cupra version of the ID5 and the car I just mentioned, the Enyaq. And if Cupra's stylists get their sharp-edged design right with this, then it's going to be a bit like the Bourne is a much better looking car to me personally than the ID3. I think that'll be a very attractive car when it arrives in 2023. Mercedes-Benz are doubling their production capacity of e-drive units to a million a year from 2024. That's a doubling of their previous plan. What a surprise! Mercedes made some EVs. They were very good. People wanted to buy them, and now they're going to make some more. Good news. The battery company Envision AESC, they're Chinese, of course, long-term lovers of the Nissan Leaf will recognize that name, have announced yesterday a new investment in South Carolina, a new battery facility. It's going to be 30 gigawatt hours a year of batteries. That's on top of the previous one announced in Tennessee. Now that's 70 gigawatt hours a year in total. earlier this year. They mentioned they're also not only for BMW, but making battery models for Mercedes all-electric vehicles in Alabama. The Volvo EX30 has been confirmed. We thought it was going to be called that anyway, the little baby brother of the XC40. This will be a smaller city car offered on subscription to people who want to get into their first car, possibly. And it will be built in China. Tesla say that they will add radar back into their cars after recently removing radar and saying that vision only was the way to go. Now they'll add radar back in from mid-January, according to the Electrek blog, which has pretty good knowledge of these kind of things. Tesla offering an additional discount. Great news for buyers in China. With $1,000 off if you take delivery by the end of the year. Polestar offering a one-time over-the-air performance update of about $1,200, and you will get another dollop of horsepower in your Polestar 2. And Lucid Air and the MG4 and the ID Buzz all scoring top marks in the latest Euro NCAP crash testing. And that is Briefly.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.